Hi, good morning, sir. My name is Richard. I'm calling from Metro Research. We're conducting an opinion survey and would like to ask you a few questions about issues facing Massachusetts and schools in the area. Can you please help?
What is that?
All right. Well, sir, let me see. First of all, how many children are living with you and attending kindergarten through 12th grade?
Three.
Okay, sir. Thank you. And let me see. Make sure that you're over the age of 18. How old are you, sir?
55.
Oh, I'm sorry. Making it older. Okay, sir. Thank you. And how do you describe your gender, sir?
Male.
Thank you. And how would you describe your race?
White.
Thank you, sir. Okay, and now, what grades are your children currently in?
And, 10, and 2 and 8.
Okay, no, the grade, their grade in school.
Yeah, 10th grade.
Oh, I'm sorry, 10th grade? Okay.
Yeah. And 2 and 8.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following best describes the school where your children are enrolled in this year? A public school run by a school district, a public charter school, a parochial, a non-Catholic private independent school, homeschooling, or another format?
So I have two of those. So I have private school, and I have two in public school.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And to the best of your knowledge, are any of your children enrolled in a vocational technical school? Vocational technical schools teach students none of that?
No.
Okay.
No.
Now, you just mentioned you had a child in the 10th grade. The following several questions will be about this child's school. First, which of the following best describes the school where your 10th grade child is enrolled this year?
It's private.
Oh, private. Okay. Okay, and students are often graded on the quality. Oh, you said it's a private. Okay. Here you go. Okay, thank you. All right, and students are often graded on the quality of their work using the letters A, B, C, D, and F. Suppose your 10th grade child's school was graded in the same way, considering all the parts of school experience, such as communications, academic support, curriculum, counselors, teachers, extracurriculars, and so on. How would you grade your 10th grade child's school so far this year? Or is it too early in the year to tell?
A.
Okay, thank you, sir. And thinking about the letter grade that you just gave your 10th grade child's school, what were you thinking of in particular when you gave that grade to you did?
The academics and the sports, the extracurricular that they have.
Academics, the sports?
Yeah. And extracurricular. Oh, Jesus, I can't talk.
Okay, thank you, sir. Curricular. All right, sir, and to the best of your knowledge, is your 10th grade child reading at the level expected for students and their age group?
Yes.
Thank you. How about in terms of math? Is your 10th grade child working the level expected for students in their age group when it comes to math?
Yes.
And does your 10th grade child have an individualized education plan, sometimes called an IEP?
No.
Thank you, sir. No. And does your 10th grade child receive services for English language learners, sometimes called ELL?
No.
And thinking about your 10th grade child's mental and emotional health this year, would you say you're very concerned, somewhat concerned, not too concerned, or not at all concerned?
Not at all concerned.
Thank you, sir. And how much have you discussed your 10th grade child's hopes and plans for after high school with them?
Frequently.
Okay. All right. Which of the following do you think your 10th grade child would be interested in doing once they finish high school? Beginning
college.
Associate degree? Okay, four I got right here. Oh, four-year college?
Yeah.
Okay, sir. Four-year college. Okay. And how well is your 10th grade child school preparing for your child to pursue their goals after high school, sir? Very well, somewhat well,
very well.
Okay. And what would you say are the most significant challenges ahead for your child as they work to achieve their post-high school goals?
Just getting through school and getting accepted to college, you know.
Getting to school and accepted to college. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. We're almost done here. And you say your 10th grade child your 10th grade child would most like to begin a bachelor's degree?
Right.
How confident are you that your child will be in a position to do this after high school?
Very confident.
Thank you, sir. When thinking about the possibility of your 10th grade child attending college, how much of a concern is each of the following, sir? The cost of applying to college?
Yeah.
Major concern, minor concern?
Major concern.
What about the cost of books?
Major concern.
Total tuition cost?
Major concern.
The cost of room and board?
Major concern.
Thank you. And do you believe the potential long-term benefits of a college degree make the cost worthwhile for nearly everybody? Most people? Some people? Just a few people? Or nobody at all?
I think everybody.
Mostly everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. And as you may know, sir, vocational, technical, or VOTEC programs provide hands-on skills and training for future careers. Does your 10th grade child school offer vocational training?
No.
No. And do you think vocational technical programs in your 10th grade child school will benefit your child's future career opportunities or not?
Possibly.
Yes, they would?
Okay. Yeah.
All right. Would you be open to exploring vocational programs for your 10th grade child after they finish high school?
Yeah, sure, of course.
You would consider, might or might not consider, or would not consider?
I would consider it. Yeah.
Okay. And what would your hesitations be about considering vocational programs for your 10th grade child?
I wouldn't have any if that's the option that they wanted, you know?
Correct. All right, sir. And let me see, when thinking about post-high school plans for your 10th grade child, how important do you believe each of the following are in helping making their plans, sir? Friends and peers plans?
No, not very important.
Not very important?
Somewhat important, I guess.
Okay. And what about your influence as a parent, sir?
No, very, very important.
Very important. And what about family members?
Very important.
Teachers?
Very important.
College prep programs?
Very important.
What about guidance counselors?
Important.
Now, how well is your 10th grade child school preparing students academically for the possibility of attending college?
Really well.
Okay, sir. And which opportunities, if any, does your 10th grade child's high school offer? Advanced placement for internet or international bachelor courses? Dual enrollment courses?
Yes, that's the international bachelor.
Okay, what about dual enrollment courses, early college courses, any work-based or learning internship opportunities?
Early college courses.
Okay. All right, sir. And has your 10th grade child participated in college preparation programs while in high school or no?
Not yet, no.
Not yet. Okay. And has your 10th grade child taken any courses that offered college credit while in high school?
Not yet, no.
Not yet. And which of the following career development activities has your 10th grade child participated while in high school? Career fairs, job shadowing opportunities, resume building workshops, mock interviews?
Resume building.
Okay. Okay, here we go. Now, to the best of your knowledge, does your 10th grade child identify as LGBTQIA or not?
No.
Okay, thank you. Now, the last questions are for statistical purposes only. What language are spoken regularly at home, sir? English, Spanish. Okay. English. All right, and now, what is the last year of schooling that you have completed?
12.
Okay. And last year, what was your total family income from all sources before taxes? Just stop me when I get to the right category. Below $25,000,
$100 to $150.
Okay. Thank you, sir. And finally, what is your five-digit zip code?
01520.
01520. 01520.
Yeah.
Okay, sir. And sometimes reporters like to contact survey respondents who conduct a brief follow-up interview. We will need to pass along your answers and your name and phone number to reporter for this purpose. Your response
what
to
you
this survey,
reporter, like a news reporter?
Yes. Your response to this survey would never be used in any report without your permission. Would you be willing to be contacted by a reporter, sir?
Sure.
Sure. Thank you. And would you like to participate in future surveys about Massachusetts and your community?
Sure.
Thank you. And what is your first name, sir?
Paul.
P-A-U-L. Okay, sir. And your last name?
Stubbert. S-T-U-B-B-E-R-T.
S-T-U-B-B-A-R-T?
E-R-T.
E-R-T. All right, sir. And what is the best phone number to reach you at with survey invitation?
The one that they call.
The one, okay, let me see right here, 508.
Yeah.
508-989-1794. Okay, sir, and what is the best email address to reach you with survey invitations?
3Ps, the J, the number 4, at AOL.
All right, sir. And do you prefer to be contacted by text message or email?
It doesn't matter. Either one.
Either one? Okay. Huh, it's not getting your AOL. Okay. Three P's, Jay?
Yeah, three P's. So PPPJ4 at AOL.
Okay, sir. Thank you very much. This concludes our survey for today. You have a blessed day, and thank you for your time. You have a good day.
Thank you. You too.